With campaign season in full swing, it's almost impossible to miss the political ads that are flooding the airwaves.
Walter Dalton's policies haven't worked.
We need jobs, not higher taxes.
North Carolina can do better.
Tax breaks for lobbyists and corporations while teachers get laid off. That's what you get with Pat McCrory.
And the number of ads you're seeing is directly proportional to the amount of money that's flowing into local and state races. Republican strategist Carter Wren and Democratic strategist Gary Pierce say the best way to figure this out is by exercising your remote control.
Turning on the television set.
That's it. I mean, how many mail-ins are you getting and who's paying for them? You know, you can pay attention to that.
Pierce and Wren write a political blog together. They say money from outside groups has been flowing into state races for years. But since the Supreme Court's Citizens United ruling in 2010, that tide has turned into a flood. That ruling allowed corporations to make unlimited campaign contributions and create super PACs. Millions of dollars alone are being spent on the governor's race. Pierce and Wren say that's good for political consultants and TV stations selling ad time.
I expect it's hard to buy time. I don't know.
I don't think it's hard to buy time, but I think that it's like all laws of supply and demand. The price of the ads has gone up a lot.
It's not just the governor's race that attracts interest from outside groups. Back in 2010, Republicans gained power of both houses of the state legislature for the first time since Reconstruction. According to an analysis by the left-leaning nonprofit Institute for Southern Studies, three Republican-leaning groups accounted for 75% of the money spent by special interests on state legislative elections. Chris Crom is the Institute's executive director. He expects to see more of the same in this election.
Down to some of these smallest races, it's clear that this is going to be a record-shattering year for money coming in. And like the rest of the country, a lot of that money is coming from these outside sources that's increasingly having a big role in our elections.
That's true. According to campaign finance reports filed just after the primary, 1527, the newly formed Republican-leaning Carolina Business Coalition Education Fund spent more than $61,000 alone supporting Republican incumbent State Senator Neil Hunt. Another frequent Republican-leaning contributor is the North Carolina Chamber. Only one Democratic-leaning group stands out, Common Sense Matters, which supported Democratic school board candidates in Wake County. Crom says the number of groups to track is multiplying.
What's interesting is you're seeing some of the same money sources behind them, but the actual groups that are taking out that TV ad you see or the radio spot is a different organization this time around. And what we're still trying to get a handle on is a lot of the groups haven't spent their money yet.
Some fundraising groups establish a network of their own organizations that include PACs and 527s to have a broader impact. Raleigh Republican businessman Art Pope got a lot of attention for doing that 2 years ago. Crom says Pope's groups haven't been as active this year, though that could certainly change. But what's clear is that money is pouring into a select group of races, including State Senate District 18. That's where Republican candidate Chad Barefoot is taking on the Democratic incumbent Senator Doug Berger. FCC reports show Barefoot bought nearly $100,000 worth of ads from WTVD last month and about $95,000 worth from WRAL.
When you think about what a lawmaker makes, $14,000 a year, and then you have that kind of money being spent, it is mind-boggling.
Bob Phillips heads the North Carolina chapter of Common Cause, a nonpartisan advocacy organization. Common Cause is what's known as a social welfare 501c4 group that can lobby for legislation. C4 groups can also contribute to political campaigns. Common Cause does not. But other C4s do, including the conservative Americans for Prosperity and the liberal Progress North Carolina Action. Phillips says the problem is that C4s do not have to reveal who their corporate contributors are.
When you had Citizens United, it sort of like was the green light. It opened the door and everybody thought, well, it's all fair game. We'll do it. But that's a real danger, again, because a lot of this money is going into these C4s. And we have no idea really who's behind it.
Phillips says no politician will ever admit that a campaign contribution is to buy or curry favor, but he says what else would it be for? Republican strategist Carter Wren agrees that money can be corrupting in politics, but he doesn't think it's bad for campaigns.
It just means that there's more things happening in campaigns. There's more money, and therefore there are more different things done. And a lot of people are pretty critical of that. I'm not. I think more message is better than less message.
Wren's fellow blog writer, Democratic strategist Gary Pierce, is less positive about the influence of money in politics, but he says there's not much that can stop it from happening. Pierce says Republicans in the state are ahead when it comes to raising and using money in this post-Citizens United landscape.
For Democrats in North Carolina, there are huge potential sources of money, and I suspect that what's going to happen over the next cycle or two, people are going to figure out, yeah, the old system is gone, but what there is out there is a lot of people who have been successful or who are concerned, who have money.
But Pierce says Democrats need to learn how to ask for more of it, just like Republicans do. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.